Sure. I've told you that my mother is a registered nurse and has been for decades. She proudly served at both Bridgeport Hospital as well as Stanford Hospital when she was an active nurse. My sister is a physical therapist working with one of the major healthcare networks here in Connecticut. But I did not know, as much as I think I know about healthcare, I did not realize how big of a deal health data analytics has become. In fact, I checked it recently, and it has become one of the most popular areas of healthcare, according to some of the U.S. data I was looking at. Health data analytics is a growing area of healthcare, and there are clearly several different career paths depending on whether you prefer analytics, technology, clinical operations, or business. And so it totally makes sense that Sacred Heart University, clearly they were on the ball faster than I was, that they have created a new program specific to health data analytics. And so I wanted to learn more about that. And joining us now is Stephen Burrows, who is the program director and assistant clinical professor at SHU. Thank you so much for joining us, Steve. How are you?
Great. Thank you, Melissa. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
I'm glad to be talking to you. First of all, healthcare is clearly generating more data than ever before. Why has health data analytics become one of the fastest growing fields in healthcare?
All the things you had mentioned previously about the field, specifically, EHR has been in use and we've collecting data for the last 40, 50, 60 years in healthcare. And right now, with all that we're collecting, it's about 50 petabytes of data a year. Now, that sounds like a number not many of us have heard or what that means, but putting that in perspective, that's about 4 million iPhone, smartphones yearly worth of data. So what we need to do, the task now, is to make sense of that. And certainly with the emergence of AI and how we're using AI every day, data analytics is at the forefront and at the base of AI. We would not have AI without the analytics piece behind it.
And would you say, Steve, you can also weigh in on how this is also improving patient care?
Certainly. With the collection of data, as I mentioned, the important thing is now that we have a way to make sense of it for the betterment of our patients, whether that's recognizing a adverse event early, whether it's recognizing a patient having something turns negative in their care, so we can pick that up sooner rather than later and treat that before it becomes a problem.
So tell me, as far as Sacred Heart is concerned, what makes this new Master of Science in Health Data Analytics different from maybe other graduate programs in healthcare or analytics?
Yeah, there's a couple of reasons that's the case. First of all, it was built on the practical approach to data analytics. And what that means is a couple of things. First off, we embed the skills that will be usable by our students upon graduation. We looked at what was important in the industry, what people were doing. And in fact, we involved the leaders of several large regional health systems around Sacred Heart who were collaborators, who gave their input in terms of what we should teach, how we should teach, when we should teach it, so that when a student comes out of graduation, when they're graduating across that stage, they're easily and quickly sought by these organizations to be able to be essentially a productive member of their team from day one. Our faculty also will be of those same organizations. So again, those that are doing the analytics every day will come and teach our students so they know what's happening in the field. They're at the forefront. They're forerunners of this groundbreaking use of analytics within the organizations. And we also within the Sacred Heart, we're in the College of Health Professions. So the program is surrounded by all those folks you just mentioned, nursing, PT, OT. So we're embedded within and understand the healthcare field and understand how data can be, as you originally asked, how we can improve the patient's care and make sure we ensure the highest level of quality of care to give to our patients.
And again, we're talking to Stephen Burrows, who's the program director and assistant clinical professor at Sacred Heart University. And there is a new Master of Science in Health Data Analytics program being offered at SHU. Who would you say, Steve, this program is designed for?
Good question, Melissa. So first off, I want to say that we're going to be teaching all the skills I mentioned, but we essentially want someone who, first off, is curious, who wants to get to the bottom of why something is happening, why the data is showing, why is something occurring, how can we look to see why that is occurring and essentially dig to find the answer. Those include, in terms of students who are would be qualified for the program, typically someone with a clinical background. So as you mentioned, your mom and other relatives who are a physical therapist, we want someone who has an interest or has a background in the clinical area. So they can bring that, the understanding of the clinical and the terminology and the technology and all the different ways we say things in healthcare to be able to understand why the data is what it is and be able to make a sense of it. And also folks who have an IT background, someone who has technically skilled or adept and has an interest also, again, in healthcare and making a difference. We all know that AI is emerging in healthcare, and that's one of the fields that continues to grow. So looking at those different folks, again, clinical or IT, who have a curiosity of why, likes to ask the question why, to be able to dig to the problem, the base of the problem. They see the big picture. Sometimes they see the trees. Sometimes they see the forest. Sometimes they see both, what we'll get our students to see at the end.
What would you say, Steve, I think there are two different populations here that I want to address. So you've got people who have worked in healthcare maybe a long time, maybe have even retired, but they've kept their license, for example. What would you say to them if the idea of analytics and kind of the online world seems like, no, that's I'm too outdated, or that is something that I could never learn. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. And on the other side of things, you got an IT person who the idea of being in healthcare, they're like, I'm not qualified. What would you say to both those populations? Because what I'm hearing, Steve, is that those are two misconceptions that should go away, especially if you have a program like this under your belt.
Yeah, so we think of health data analytics as sort of bridging the two. In other words, bringing those two groups together. They often, and you think about the two, again, the clinical individuals and the IT folks are very different, think differently, work very differently. But the idea behind their program is we bring them together so they can each see the other world. There'll be courses, there will be content that will teach the groups. So those that are IT-focused, technology-focused, will have a better understanding of healthcare, and those that have a clinical background will have more of an understanding of the IT world. So again, the plan is for our students to bridge those two areas. We think of them as knowledge engineers, sort of making something out of the information, the knowledge essentially we're creating from those two from the data. So again, you might think that I'm not a technical person. You don't necessarily have to be a programmer or understand high level programming languages if you're a clinical person to be able to work in analytics. Again, bring that curiosity and we will foster it. And it's true, again, for the technical side to be able to understand healthcare. We will, as part of our curriculum, bring everyone up to speed in terms of understanding the nuances of healthcare itself.
Well, Steve, I want to thank you so much for outlining this. And if you don't mind, could you maybe list off just a couple of different careers that graduates can pursue if they decide to do, this new Master of Science in Health Data Analytics program?
Sure. It varies between organizations. So there's not sort of one job title, but many of them hire either a data analyst, a data scientist, a clinical data analyst, a clinical scientist, someone of that sort. So that, again, that sort of analyst is embedded within the job title itself. My wife is a nurse, and I always say, just like your mom, it's easy to say I'm a nurse. Everybody understands that. It's not always so clear for this area. But again, it's essentially working within the analytics area department of an organization.
Mm-hmm, certainly. And again, you could certainly find out more by going to the Sacred Heart University website, which is sacredheart.edu. And Stephen Burrows, I want to thank you again for giving us the time here on WICC, Program Director and Assistant Clinical Professor at SHU. Thank you so much for your time and for talking about this. It's exciting.
Thank you, Melissa. I'm very excited about this. It's something I've been doing for many years in my career and look to see where we go with the analytics field.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, if you want more information at home, be sure to check out the Sacred Heart website by going to sacredheart.edu. Again, thank you, Stephen. We appreciate it. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Melissa in the Morning.